Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
Yeah.
I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday, Sabbath day, August the 6th, 2016. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we'll continue with part two of the series where we're breaking down this word called Kleronomos. And we are looking at each one of the words that make up this one word, this Greek word that means service or ministry. So as we talked about on yesterday's show as well, I've coined the phrase Kleronomics, which replaces, again, economics. This show is primarily for my Kleronomics mentorship program, and the members of that mentorship program are going through the process of a one-year step-by-step system that will enable them to be able to do exactly what I am doing, and that is the ability to take your gift, to take your lot, to take your share, to take your destiny, and to express, expose, and expand it, to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify to monetize what it is that God has given you to do, regardless of what it is. So we started off talking about this word kleronomia, which means one who has received by lot or heir. Now, you have received something for messianic usage. Let me say that again. You have received this for the messianic usage. This means that you are part of the Morningstar administration. Now, you can use your lot, your share, your destiny for anything, but it's primarily designed for you to be a part of the messianic administration. Now, that simply means that there is a particular disposition, because you got to remember, the definition of the terms establishes what is called logic terms. Now, brothers and sisters, this is very, very, very important, because what I'm talking about is the foundation of who you are. It has nothing to do with money. It has to do with prosperity. It has to do with peace of mind. So there is a particular disposition that one maintains. You can work. You can have a skill. You can have a talent. You can have a trade. You can have a particular method, a modus operandi by which you go to the marketplace and you exchange this. You be this person, and in exchange for being this person, you are given money. Let me say that again. You are hired for a specific job description or title. So the messianic means the word messianic simply means Messiah. So there is a particular messianic administration or a particular Messiah. So when we talk about this messianic, it's a relationship between the Messiah and you. So the progenitor has placed certain characteristics and traits inside of you. That's what we're talking about. Excuse me. So this word kleronoma means one who has received a lot that we talked about yesterday. Now, at the base, at the root of that word, there is a basic underlining Greek word that we talked about yesterday that we want to continue to talk about today.
Kleros.
And I just played it. Let me play that Greek word for you again.
Kleros. Kleros. Kleros.
Kleros. Kleros. Kleros. Spelled K-L-E-R-O-S. That simply means an object used in casing or drawing lots. So there is an object used. That's what kleros means. A object that one uses. Now, this is important. It's simple, but it's important. This object is what you use in exchange. Right now, that object used is a piece of paper that's called the dollar bill. That is the medium of exchange. So we are replacing the medium of exchange. Now the object used is going to be your gift. Right now, the object used is gold, silver, a piece of paper. But the object used underneath my program is you. So we want to monetize you. This requires you to get in contact with you. This requires you to sell yourself to you. Right now, you have an ego. Right now, you are egocentric. You're not altruistic. So instead of when I meet you, you read me, and then you project the image to me that you believe that is the most productive. Excuse me. It's not the real you. You are presenting the medium of exchange. That's not kleronomics. That's capitalism. So we have to change our thought process. The word kleros, which is the underlying Greek word for kleronomos, simply means, again, an object that is used in casting or drawing lots. So you have a lot, and that was an object that was used to cast you. It's called your genes. It's called your DNA. Now, this object used, whether it be a pebble, or a pot, sherd, or a bit of wood. That's what I'm reading. I'm reading from the definition from Strong Concordance number 2819. So according to the Strong Concordance number, it says whether you use a pebble, excuse me, or whether you use a piece of wood, whatever you use, in this case, we're using your diaconia, which is, again, your service or your ministry. So the lots of people, excuse me, is the thing that is obtained by inheritance. It is your allotted portion. It is a portion of the ministry. It is the thing that leads to eternal salvation with God that has been assigned to the saints. So this is kleros. Kleros, or kleros, is the object used to bring about another Greek word. So we have kleros. That is an object used. It could be a pebble. It could be a piece of wood. It could be a piece of paper. It could be a piece of gold bullion. That is an object used. Kleros. Now, there is another Greek word that's underneath this Greek word, kleros, and let's get the correct pronunciation on this Greek word.
Klero. Klero. Klero.
Klero. Spelled K-L-E-R-O-O. Klero. Klero means to take that piece. It means to cast or to determine by lot. So you have a pebble. You have a piece of paper. You have a rock. You have something that you use to cast. And that's what, excuse me, got a little cough. And my wife was sick, and I think she may have passed it on to me. So y'all bear with me. And so when we talk about that, it's talking about a particular heritage. It is something that is a private possession. Let me say that again. It is something that is a private possession. Let me say that one more time. It is something that is a private possession. Nobody else has it but you. So you take this pebble, you take this piece of wood, you take this trait, you take this characteristic that you have that nobody else have, and that is what you cast. Now, again, this is for the messianic. We're talking about spiritual economics, that I call cleronomics. And when you take cleronomics, and you cast, it means to cast. Cast means to throw off. It means to throw something in the direction of. Cast, to put something in the direction of. So everything that we're doing in this program, for the members of the Cleronomics 101 program, the members of the Cleronomics Mentorship Program, again, you can email me for more information on that program at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. The email address again is masterteacher33.com@gmail.com to join the Cleronomics program. So we have a trait or characteristics. We could talk about a pebble, we could talk about a rock, we could talk about a piece of paper, but what we have that has been given to us, we have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you. That's your pebble. That's your rock. That's your piece of wood. And Christ dwells in you. He oscillates in you. He vibrates in you in the form of a particular characteristic, a particular trait that you have. That is what your DNA is. So everybody has a particular trait, has a particular characteristic. Now, let's be specific. So everybody that's listening to this show has a particular life path number. Now, I am a life path number 6. So as a life path number 6, that means that I am a cosmic humanitarian. Now, if you are a life path number 1, it means you are independent. You're a leader. If you have a life path number 2, now this is your trait that you are to cast or that you are to give in the medium of exchange. Because right now, you are either on a social path or on a psycho path instead of your life path. Some people use sociology. They use their social skills. That's how they get through life. That is the thing that they cast. They use their social skills that they've learned. People like me are very intellectual. They're very psychological. They're very analytical. They're the number sevens. So the number sevens of the world have to be very careful, because the number seven is very similar to the psychopath, the psychological path. It means that you psychologically understand and analyze. You have a clear sense of investigation, and you take those investigative skills that you are naturally innate. You didn't learn it. It's part of your DNA. You naturally have the ability to be cerebral, if I can say it, which simply means that you are sometimes live so much in the clouds that your feet are not on the ground. So someone who is on that path is very similar to a psychopath, but they are on the intellectual path. So everybody has these characteristics. Everyone has four huge nuggets that's given to them: the life, the expression, the soul, and the personality. These traits or these characteristics are the things that you give in exchange. That is the medium of exchange. So most of us don't understand, at least we haven't been taught that, because this takes us to another Greek word. Now, one gives us a pebble. It gives us a piece of wood. It gives us a characteristic. It gives us a trait. The other one gives us the ability to determine that trait, to choose that trait, to, quote-unquote, promote, if you will, that trait. And then we have another Greek word spelled K-L-E-S-I-S. So this is a profound word. Again, K-L-E-S-I-S. Let me get the correct pronunciation for you.
Klesis. Klesis. Klesis.
Klesis. K-L-E-S-I-S. Klesis. It means a call or a calling. So there is a divine invitation. So everybody that I'm talking to had a Klesis moment. That means you had an invitation to receive your lot, to cast it into the world in exchange for the goods and services of the world that you may need. Now, this is spiritually as well as physically or financially, meaning that has a gift that you have that the people and the members of the Messianic, the Morning Star Administration need. So you are part of the body of Christ. There are many members but one body. There are many members but one body. So in Cleronomics, you understand that you are a vital part of the body. Nobody can be, for example, my body has parts in it. So my kidneys cannot do the function of my liver. My liver cannot do the functions of my kidneys. So my heart cannot do the function of my liver. My spleen cannot do the function of my stomach. So each organ has a function. Each part of my body has a particular lot. It has a particular share. It has a particular assignment. And it is my job to understand what that assignment is. And it's my job to help you understand it. So you, excuse me, you've been called. You've been given an invitation. This invitation is to a particular feast or banquet, if you will, that allows you to obtain eternal life or eternal salvation by oscillating and vibrating. It gives you the power to discharge the office that you have been appointed to. So everybody has been given a particular office. Man, this is so important. Everybody has been given a particular office. That's exactly what the word Christ means. So the word Christ means, the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. So you have a Christ. You have a christening. You have an office. Your power comes from your calling. It comes from your office. It comes from your position. It comes from the person. It comes from the place. So these three P's, the person, place, and the position, gives you the fourth P, which is power. So if you don't have the person, if you don't have, or if you're in the wrong place, and if you are out of position, you have no power. It's called poverty. Let's overstand the game. Now, there's many ways to make wealth. Many ways. This is the least effective way on this dimension. But this is the most effective way internally. Because what this does, it puts you in contact with the person of Yahushua or Jesus Christ. It puts you in the contact with the place, which is the mindset of the kingdom of God that is within. So you maintain this kingdom mindset. You are part of a commonwealth. Now everything that the Father has, you have, because now you are a joint heir. You are a royal priest. You are a holy nation. You are justified. You are sanctified. You are glorified. Because now, like, I'm from America, so I'm not British. So British, if you're from British, they have a king. They have commonwealth. It's a commonwealth. It's not a democracy. They don't have a Congress. They have a king and a queen over there, and they rule that because commonwealth. The kingdom of heaven is the same. It has a commonwealth. Now, brothers and sisters, this is really important, because if you could understand that, then you start to understand what I talk about when I say term of logic. Now, a term of logic simply means that there is a universal standard of expression. And this universal standard of expression is for a particular term. Now, terms, again, means that we have learned to use language for communication purposes. We have learned to use words, symbols, as terms of expression to express an ideal with thoughts. Excuse me. So thought is invisible. Thoughts are invisible. Since we can't use our thoughts, we can't use our God-given character, our God-given trait, we invented language for communication purposes. So we cannot take it and put it into someone else's mind. I cannot take my thoughts and put them into your mind. But I can take a word. I can take a symbol. I can take a sigil. I can take grammaria or grammatus, and I can put that into your mind. See, we don't know what somebody has in their mind unless we understand their gestures, their body language. So I can read your body language, and I can read your gestures, but I can't read your mind unless I use my lot. What is my lot? Discernment. As a 33, I'm fortunate to have the characteristics of the master number 11, the master number 22, and the master number 33 all in one. So I have the 11, that means intellectual, and that means spiritual intuitiveness. I have the 22, that means spiritual worker, spiritual warrior. And I have the 33, that means spiritual teacher, spiritual caregiver. So I can do all three of those. So I can communicate with you better than most people, because I don't need words, I don't need symbols, I don't need sigils, I don't need grammaria, I don't need grammatus. I use mental telepathy. I use spirit to spirit. I have discernment. So when you call me, I'm a counselor, and you start talking, and I sense your vibe. If I can see your face, I can read you. That's what made me effective as a police officer. That's why when I worked in a Supermax prison, before any riot or anything broke out, I knew in advance. That's why I've been robbed, as I've told this many times, three times, working as a young man. each time someone walked into the grocery store that I, convenience store that I worked at when I was going to college, I told him, you do not have to do this, man. Why are you doing it? They all looked at me, hey, dude, what are you talking about? I knew by their vibe that they was coming in to do me harm before they ever needed. I don't need terms because I have a gift. I know the person, I know the place, I know the position that gives me power. So if you don't have that gift, you depend more on speech. Speech, words, because in the beginning was the word. Speech or words is the primary means by which we communicate with one another. Language, my brothers, language, my sister, grammar, grammaria, grammar tooth, is what we use. And we put our words in the form of symbols that we call letters, which are feathers, or fetters. So we articulate our feelings and our ideals through words, through speech, instead of through purpose. So the basic unit of language is a word. That is a prison term. So my words, my terms of logic, I put into a sentence. When you go before a judge, they give you a sentence. The sentence determines what term, how long you stay in prison, which is a prism. So my words put in the form of a sentence determines the amount of time or term that you stay in my prism, P-R-I-S-M. Please, brothers and sisters, I pray you understand what I just said. So when you speak to somebody like me who understands the power of words, because the Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue. What comes out, you can tear someone down or you can build them up with your tongue. So once you understand that gift, this is the lower level. Now, I don't need words. I use them. I don't need symbols. I don't need sigils. I don't need those things, but I use them to communicate with people who don't have mental telepathy, people who don't have spiritual discernment. Now, thankfully, that's my gift. That's my call. That's my invitation. But my question to you is, what if you don't have that call? What if you don't have that gift? Then you use your gift. What is your gift? Your gift is your path, your life path. You say, well, brother, I don't know what that means. Well, that's why you need to be a part of this program. That's why you need to email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, and join our Clarinomics Mentorship Program. Because a person that has a life path number one is a natural born leader, period. They are full of energy. They have a passion. They can't be a follower. So if you're life path number one and you're always trying to get a job, good luck with that. Why? You are always getting trouble. You are always, if you got the number one anywhere on your chart, you already know what I'm talking about. Because it's hard for you to take orders from anybody. Let's say you're the life path number two. Life path number two, or again, is a person who is a peacemaker. They love harmony and peace. And let's say you're two, but you hook up with somebody who's a five. Five, they love to party, they love to socialize. Two, they love to stay at home, and they love to harmonize. So you've got a problem. You got somebody who wants to harmonize, and you got somebody who wants to socialize. So these two are contrary to one another, my brother. They're contrary to one another, my sister. So you have to understand. That's the path that you're on. Your gift, your skills, your talent comes from peace and harmony and relationships and cooperation. You are a natural-born peacemaker. So if you got a two who's a natural-born peacemaker, and you got a number one who's a natural-born leader, you're going to have a problem unless the two follows the one. Then everybody's happy. What if you're a three? People who are in life path three, these are natural-born artists. These are people who are creative. They got a creative energy. They got the ability. They got the gift of gab. They are eternal optimists. So they are, again, natural-born expressors. They can talk. Most politicians are threes. Most successful authors and a lot of actors are threes, because that is the natural born number of expression for the three. And then we have the number four. These people are natural born workers. The number four, man, they, again, that's my wife, sun up to sundown, nonstop action. They're down to earth. They are your basic. They love brown and gray. They would be considered dull to most people. They love earth tones. They love basic colors. Why? Because they are the foundational people of the world. They are hard-born workers. They are natural leaders, or natural workers, I should say, not leaders. But that's the four. But you got to know that, because what if you are five and you hook up with the four? Now, the five, they are natural-born free spirit. They are adventurous. So let me make sure you pimp the game. So you're four, you laid back. You are what most people call boring. My wife, I was just thinking, you know what? I met her. Her whole wardrobe was brown and gray. I mean, brown and gray. No orange, no yellows, no bright colors. Why? She's a four. What if you hook up? You're a four, and you hook up with somebody who's a five. Five gonna have yellow, orange. They bright. They love meeting people. They love to socialize. They love living life. They are curious. Man, they go out there. A five will investigate anything. Fives love, they love the freedom, and they extend that freedom well beyond anybody else. These people are genuine freedom fighters. If they see you in a bound-up relationship, they're going to fight for you. A five is a natural-born spiritual fighter for freedom. So they come along, and you wrapped up in some religion, some tradition, the number five will set you free. That's their goal. That's their job. They're natural-born freedom fighters. So it's important to understand that, because what if you're six, like me? As I said earlier, people that are six, we are natural-born nurturers. We are the pregnant mothers of the world. We, again, want to nurture everybody. We want to coddle everybody. We want to love everybody. We want to create a community. We want to, you know, be warm, understanding, compassionate. You know, the number six is like a pregnant female. We sit around, but the problem with the number six, yeah, is the fact that we can be very self-righteous and critical of others. Because we care so much, why don't you care? Then that leads us to number seven. As I mentioned earlier, the number seven, man, those are the lone wolves. The number sevens are the people who are extreme analytical, and they have the qualities inborn of a thinker. They're wise. They're studious. They are a perfectionist. So you get somebody who's a seven, and you hook them up with somebody who's a five, you got to be careful, because a seven don't understand your free will, where you can come home and you can eat dinner, and a five, after they eat dinner, poof, they gone. The number seven, they need the kitchen perfect before we leave. Because if not, they're going to intellectualize. They're going to analyze. They're going to intuitize. They're going to be intuitively, naturally inclined to look into, how come you didn't clean the kitchen, man? The number seven are very secretive, because they're very studious. So in order to conduct the intellectual analytical research requires them to usually go it alone. But what if a seven hooks up with an eight? These are all of the gifts, my brothers and sisters, that we need to use to replace words and to replace symbols and sigils. You got to use your lot, because the number eight is the executives of the world. If you are a eight, you are blunt, and you unintentionally destroy people because you are all about one thing, dollar bills. The number eight is the spiritual, financial. They attract. I call them money managers. Those are the spiritual business managers of the world. If you got number eight anywhere in your number, that means that you understand executive order. You understand that it takes being straight to the point and being blunt, because why? You are interested in the bottom line. What's the bottom line? All you want to see is the profit and loss statement. You're not interested in all of the marketing. You're not interested in PR. Okay, how much money did we make? How much money did we spend? What's the profit margins? That's an eight. An eight just want a great cut straight to the chase. Don't give me no sales pitch, man. Tell me profit margin. How much money are we going to make? That's an 8. What about the number 9? The number 9, like the number 1, they're natural leaders, but the number 9 only leads in the area of humanitarianism. 9 and 6 are both humanitarians, but the number 9, theirs is more from a philanthropy. They're more interested in doing it for free. A number 9 is a person who is a universal humanitarian. The number 9 is a natural born or have the ability to naturally take up for humanity, like the 6, except the number 9 is more interested in spiritual consciousness. They're more interested, again, the number 6 wants to love you. The number 9 wants to complete you. Totally different, but they're very similar. Notice that a 9 is a standing up 6. Take the 6, turn it upside down, you have a 9. Take the 9, turn it upside down, you have a 6. 6 and 9 are exactly the same, but their underlying motives is different. 6, nurture. 9, want you, they are humanitarian. A 6 is going to care and nurture. The 9, again, they want to help you, but they want you to stand on your own. 6 will take care of you for life. 9s won't. Now, all of these are just different, just examples, and I'm way out of time, but these are examples, brothers and sisters, of what Clarionomics is. Clarionomics means that I'm not going to just socialize. I'm not going to psychologize or use psychology. I'm not going to use sociology. I'm not going to use psychology. I'm going to use my path. I'm going to use my diakonia. I'm going to use my gift, my service, my ministry. Because why? That connects me with the person of Yahushua. Because he is the diakonia giver. That's going to connect me with the place, which is his kingdom. And that's going to give me my position in the kingdom, which is my lot or my share or my destiny. Now, there's way more to this that I'll be doing in my private one-on-one counseling with the members of my mentorship program and these group sessions. So later on today, I will have a private group meeting with the members of my Clarionomics mentorship program. If you would like to be a part of that program, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Again, if you would like to be a part of the Clarionomics instead of economics, that's based upon faith, family, and finances. It teaches you how to receive your inheritance, your lot, your share, and your destiny. If you would like to hear more of these great teachings, again, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. My brothers, my sisters, I am Dewill Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. I know who I am. Do you know who you are? I know whose I am. Do you know whose you are? Who is your father? That is the progenitor of the entire race. It is my prayer, my brothers and sisters, that you understand the Father. His name is Yahuwah, and his Son, his name is Yahushua. And yet you understand the Ruach, the Pneuma, the set apart one. Some call it the Holy Spirit. The Bible calls it the Ruach. New Testament call it the Pneuma. Pneuma, new mind. Christ mindset. Pneuma, new mind. Pneuma, new mind. Because the new mind will lead you and guide you in the all truth. It will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my anointed brother, as always, my beautiful, educated sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the samples sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah.